Illinois officials released a map this week highlighting the parts of the state hardest hit by the war on drugs. Officials say people who live in these areas will have a leg up when cannabis becomes legal next year. The Pritzker administration acknowledges that the war on cannabis disproportionately affects low-income communities of color. Michael Negron with the state's Department of Commerce and Economic Opportunity says the statute legalizing recreational weed aims to make sure those communities benefit.
By having job opportunities and having opportunities for social equity applicants to get into this industry and to build wealth.
Negron says people who live in highlighted areas on the map released by the state will get precedence if they apply for a cannabis dispensary license. They can also apply for low-interest loans from the state and receive other resources to help launch their marijuana businesses.
There's a lot of ways in which we've heard in other states people try to take advantage of these rules, and they're not accomplishing one of the important goals, which is to bring people into the industry and build wealth. And so we intend to make sure that we're reviewing ownership documents and other structural documents before we're giving out any loans or giving out any forms of assistance.
Negron says startup costs for a cannabis dispensary or cultivation site easily run into the millions of dollars. I'm Christine Herman, Illinois Public Media.